Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi on Kaya 959.
We continue talking about amazing entrepreneurs who are doing phenomenal things despite the pandemic, despite the bleak economic outlook, still finding great opportunities to penetrate new markets and sectors of the economy that have been untapped. Isabella Jewelers is a 100% black female-owned Gauteng-based licenses jewelry refinery and manufacturing business, which is run by Isabella Kobela and her daughter, Meki Ngengeni. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us on the show here today. We're really quite excited to speak to you about Isabella Jewelers.
Good evening, Gugu and the viewers.
Indeed. We're quite excited to speak to you, Mom Isabella. And I think first things first, let's actually start by getting some perspective on Isabella Jewelers. For many of us, we're well familiar with the end product, right? When you wear a beautiful necklace, a pair of earrings, or even a ring. But you really work within the background from the point of design to manufacturing and then retailing these products. Tell us more about Isabella Jewelers. Mom Isabella?
My name is Isabella. I'm the founder of Isabella Jewelers. I left my career pursuing my dream of becoming a jeweler one day. So I embarked on the goldsmith course that I've done with the Bevin Jewelers. And then after that, I also trained as a diamond evaluator. And then after that, I've done a jewelry manufacturing, recycling and refining. And then in 2020, we were selected to do business with the DBS program.
And that's quite phenomenal because not only did you get the necessary technical training, but even partnering with big companies like De Beers Mines, as you say. Mom Isabella, I'm also keen to understand, in terms of the new environment that you've been in, I do understand that you operate independently at the moment, but I'm keen to also understand what the industry is like. And maybe you can share some highlights and learnings with us as to how you've had to navigate some of the challenges of being within the goldsmith environment, working with these particular metals, which we know also come at a high cost.
Because I'm competing with the big bosses there, I've got my strength on them because I'm working with my daughter. We also doing the marketing and then doing the exhibiting on the. But this year we didn't manage to exhibit because of the COVID. That was our biggest problem. And then the other problem was. Because of the COVID, we didn't have make the weddings, but we did make the business with the business because we are supplying the most the materials that we refine in our workshop.
Very true. Mom Isabella, I'm keen to hear the voice of your daughter, Meki, who has also assisted you. And I understand, Meki, you wear the hat of compliance because you've been very clear that working in this particular space, you need to tick all the boxes to make sure that you are compliant from a legal point of view. Help us understand that, especially for individuals who aren't familiar with the jewelry space, how having the necessary licenses for multiple areas of the business is quite important to operate.
And even to your listeners, it is indeed very important in the space that we are because of the regulation of the business. I joined the business in 2012 after I completed my studies, and it was not related to the business. However, with what I learned and having the opportunity to go for training for the precious metal, it really highlighted what the importance of being compliant in this business. It things like where do you source the material and how do you get into manufacturing and how does it get to the end user. And we know how the history of this this type of business where it has like conflicted areas. So I think because I played the role of compliance, it really helped the company to be where it is. The greatest milestone was us to be certified by a global standards and responsible jewelry council, where they draw up policies and procedures to make sure that a supply chain is conflict-free and all our clients have the peace of mind that their products are really done ethically by a high standard that we manufacture in.
And that's quite important because I'm also keen to ask about the appetite from the market to either yourself, Meki, or Mom Isabella. Are South Africans keen on supporting proudly African and South African jewelers? Because as you've said, there's a great awareness of the international brands, but how do we make sure we build the support base here in our own environment first?
Look, you know, since joining the business, I realized the marketing is very important, especially in this industry and with the competition that we exist in. We are playing part of the wholesaler while we're competing with retail stores. So we need to make sure that we do come out and give the people the value why they should be purchasing from us. And we also realize that just marketing in nationally, it's not really sustainable for the business, especially in these times of the pandemic, where relying on national costs and marketing or sales in South Africa, we make sure that it's vital that we also do marketing overseas so that we can just keep our company sustainable.
Hey, look at you going global. Hey, definitely proud to see you waving the South African flag on international stages. Very briefly, for our listeners who are keen to partner, keen to learn, keen to purchase some of your product and gain more insight, where can we find you, Maggie?
You can contact us on 011-524-6385, and our website is www.isabelladesignjewelers.co.za. We are also visible on social media, on Instagram and Facebook, on Isabella Design Jewelers.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time. We're looking forward to not only developing more entrepreneurs and female entrepreneurs in the, new spaces, but really looking to support Black-owned businesses taking on a global stage in new sectors of the economy. Yep, that's a message to tell you did a great job in this interview today.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity.
That was Mom Isabella Kobela, the founder of Isabella Jewelers, and her daughter, who's the co-founder of the entity, Meki Ngengeni.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi. Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.